Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcasts for both hours archived on 1360KHNC.com. And through the week on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, from 6 to 7, the first hour airs again. Christ said in Luke chapter 21, verse 25, "There shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. The powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, your redemption draws nigh." The perplexities, signs in the heaven, sun, moon, stars, perplexities. No answer. There are no answers, no solutions, conundrums. And in the last 4 years, we have slipped into this country unimaginable chaos. It's going to get worse. It won't get better. It's going to continue the trend into more violence. And the violence with all these shootings, it is not accidental that it's taking place just prior to the election. Don't think that governments aren't involved in overthrowing governments and changing the political systems in a nation through many ways, wars or just violence, racial war, civil unrest, economic hardship, stress. There are just too many factors just accidentally in play. They're not accident. It's definitely spiritual. It's spiritual, it's demonic, devilish. But also, remember, as these type of people plan these attacks, generally, some agency is aware of it. There are no solutions. There will not be solutions. With all the immigration, you look at immigration during the Trump years, whether you like Trump or not, you look at the facts. And you look at what has happened in the 4 years since Trump was removed. He wasn't allowed to sit in the seat of president. In Springfield, Ohio, 60,000 people. Small city, but it's been overwhelmed by 20,000 Haitian illegals. This was out of the burning platform yesterday. 20,000 Haitian illegals. One third of the original population now in Springfield, Ohio. No housing, I mean, really a housing crisis. These people are living in the parks. They find a lawn that's shaded, a residence. They set up blankets, tents, whatever. They take up residence. They're eating pets. They're eating wildlife. Whatever comes along, it's their food source. They're grabbing ducks in the parks, cutting the heads off, eating them. In one neighborhood, a cat went missing, only to see it hanging from a branch. If there's a deer that they can catch, they're carving it up. They're carving it up to eat it. Perplexities. What are the solutions? There was a problem in Denver, Colorado, the homeless on the streets. Well, really, the homeless now are no longer really the attention, the focus of what's happening in Denver, Colorado, and Aurora. The governor knows about it, but he refuses to admit that it's happening, it's occurring, because the governor's part of the problem. Now, the Venezuelans, they are the ones that are the problem. These guys, they're robbing the homeless. They're taking their phones. They're taking any cash they have. They are the ones now selling the homeless drugs. Many of the homeless, they do have a debit card at the end of the month. Free phone. Well, guess who's getting the phones and the debit cards? So the solution for the homeless in Denver is the Venezuelans. What is a solution with the new problem, the Venezuelans? What's the solution? The only solution I can see is those dog-like robots that DARPA has created, or some form of robot that carries a gun. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
Remember the problems in Haiti? When a year ago you had some of these gangs, they would kill somebody and they would butcher them and throw them on a grill. Most people don't even know what happened a year, 2 years ago with these violent gang members in Haiti. They're not talking and addressing the matter of the Haitian voodoo. The voodoo. The nation is steeped in voodoo. Bill Clinton and Hillary used to go to Haiti and have the witch doctor pray over them during the conflicts or the problems that Bill had. Lewinsky, this poor girl, truly a victim, a lifelong victim of a powerful figure in this country, no higher than the president. And they would go and visit with Jean, what was his name, and have him perform. Bill Clinton was fascinated with the voodoo. Cut the heads off of chickens, do the rituals. Bill said he was fascinated with it. No. He was more than fascinated. He knew the power behind it. Hillary even more so. So with the Haitians, this is a whole new problem in this country. Venezuelans are a problem, but a different, you might say, a different kind of problem. This is just the beginning. The present administration, which is really, Joe Biden is really not the president. Kamala was never really the vice president. It is a imposter government, or two imposters to run the government. They weren't really running it. They were being told what to do, directed in all their actions. But what has happened in this last 4 years, we just take who was responsible. Well, the two people in front, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But remember, don't forget the United Nations. Don't forget the New World Order agencies, all of them, the mainstream media, the Homeland Security. I can just continue, but you know the suspects. What is the solution? What is the answer? Well, the answer would be Donald Trump. The solution would be Donald Trump. People look at Trump at his personality, not at his accomplishments. I know friends that were great athletes, and they had ego. But the thing is, with the ego, there was winning. They were winners. They were the best at field and track, baseball, football. And yes, sometimes you slip into a little bit of arrogancy, but a lot of times we mistake competency for arrogance. And we mistake, sometimes people are confident, and we mistake that for arrogance. Trump is confident. He knows what he could do if he were to be allowed to be president once again. He still legally is president. Legally. Via the Constitution. If the truth could come out. And if the judges would be just. He is legally the president. But was not allowed to sit in that position in this last 4 years. The consequences, now we see. The border wide open. Now I think we peaked at 30 million additional immigrants. 30 million. That's about a tenth of the population of America. On top of that, I was listening to a program yesterday. During the Biden administration, the number of police, that have, the law enforcement officials that have been murdered, I think close to 350 in the last 4 years. In Denver, yesterday, another attempted murder attempt by a driver on Highway 36 in Denver. Comes by shooting at the officer, pulls over, and starts to unload on the officer. The officer shoots the guy, kills him. We should applaud that officer. But there's going to be an investigation, a quick investigation this time, and he's going to be put on administrative leave, which he should be. I don't think he was hurt. But these officers now in Denver are on alert. Now they realize that they never know. He was just pulled over, I don't know, writing something down. I don't think he had his radar gun going when the attack occurred. This is the previous, the individuals that have been placed at the top of the power structure in this country. And the curse that they have brought in, I view it that way. It was not a blessing. It is a curse. During the Trump years, those years were blessed. And the way I can prove it is through Donald Trump's accomplishments. In spite of the whole government and the media attacking him, the only place he was respected is overseas. Even Vladimir Putin. Oh, here we go. Russia, Russia, Russia. Even Vladimir Putin had boundaries. Xi Jinping had boundaries. Oh, here we go again. China, China, China. All these nations had boundaries. He goes to the Middle East in his first foreign trip and tells the king of Saudi Arabia and all of the Arab nations, the kings, governors of the nations of Islam in these nations in the Middle East. These were the children of Ishmael and Esau. And he tells these nations, if you don't quit funding extreme terrorism, it will destroy you, your families, your nation. And they quit funding it. And he said, if we catch you funding it, then there will be sanctions placed upon your nations. And the sanctions will be severe. What happened? The funding dropped like a rock. The funding is now since has once again, the terrorist groups are being funded. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, etc. They're all being funded. Not only funded, but now China and other nations, they're sending arms. They're bringing in the old weapons from Afghanistan are ending up in terrorist hands in the Middle East. Afghanistan, they need the money. The warlords need money. And we gave them billions of dollars worth of weapons. Some of them are basically still rotting out in the desert. Some of the tanks, some of the equipment is still, you have to take classes. You have to program these things. So you have to have some high-tech understanding or understanding in high-tech. Donald Trump, during Trump's initial, when I first began here on KHNC, the open forum, as we got into the middle part of Trump's when he was president, I gave the analogy that Trump is the eye of a hurricane. I repeat this because it's true. Now it's evident. From the time of Jimmy Carter, a great devastating wind began over America. It's in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1. A great wind, a destructive wind. It began with Jimmy Carter. The wind would be called globalism, New World Order, globalism, One World Order. And it increased with Reagan. And the intensity with each president up to Obama, the winds across, the devastating, the destructive winds of what this globalism meant in every branch. Environmentalism, carbon credits. This was in motion. The putting people into 15-minute cities began with Carter. The cities began to stack the apartments. You know, you didn't have an apartment building two stories high. No. They need more income. So the apartments became smaller, and they went up three stories, four stories. Even if you bought a condominium in a complex, you had a basement, the main floor, the second floor, and then you had a loft up top. Stackers. I used to paint. That's what we called them. Four-story stackers. And now you see all through the area here in northern Colorado, Boulder, all of the little cities, Frederick, Firestone, out there in Wellington, north of Fort Collins, Johnstown area, Loveland, you have what we called, in the gold rush days, the merchants had one size tent because they could mass produce them quickly, made out of canvas. And they would put these tents side by side, and you'd have a tent city. Well, the housing today is the exact same principle as tent cities. You have 60 units in one building. The homes that are being built, look, the one to the left is exactly the same as the one to the right, all down the street. This is, they're just big tent cities is all it is. But that's the globalist plan. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Radio, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Podcast for both programs, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. We evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. AM Radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. Okay, well, it's a disaster. We have witnessed a disaster. From the time of Jimmy Carter, the beginning of the end for the United States of America, the final seven presidents of the United States of America have already been in office. Donald Trump, Joe Biden is not considered legally, he cannot be legally recognized as a president of this country. History, well, there won't be much history in the future because the punishments, Rome eventually met her demise to her sin, to her evil. Every nation when they became corrupt at the top. That was the beginning of the demise, the end, the death of that nation. The death of America began with Jimmy Carter. Each administration taking the country deeper into debt, increasing war funding, greater surveillance on the nations. It's what we do. That's what empire does. Back in the 90s, late 90s, some of the intellectuals talking about and realizing that America was not so much a blessing to the nation, to the nations, but actually was a negative on the balance sheet. And because back at that time, you could voice your opinions without any, well, you'd get a little pushback, but not like today. Historians began to see the decline in education, in religiousness, a decline in morals, with the decline of morality and conscience. There's an increase of murder, theft, just the basics, more corruption in government. Then you had Reagan. People think Reagan, there's a movie out, Reagan. I don't look at Reagan as being a great president. I don't look at Carter as being a great president. George Sr., not really a great president. Dwight Eisenhower, that's a different story. Dick Nixon, I think he's better than what happened during the Carter years, Reagan years. Reagan years were flourished because of the Christian people. The Christian people, after Jimmy Carter, they realized Jimmy Carter had deceived the Christian voters into believing that he was a Christian. Reagan was not a Christian, but he pretty much wanted to carry the Christian people to a degree, and through doing that, he had two terms. They wanted an end to abortion, which Reagan promised he'd do. He didn't. They wanted Reagan to increase the budgets for war, and Reagan was more than happy to do that. He did. The Defense Department, he funded it. We had at that time in the 80s the biggest peacetime buildup of financing the military in history. Thirdly, they wanted Reagan to once again back prayer in the schools, which I don't think he did the way he promised. The fourth request of the evangelicals, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, these individuals, they were hoping that Reagan would be not the Messiah, but would have Messiahic principles or help the Christian people. But one thing that Reagan did do is he increased the military spending. We built our military. He invested heavily in Star Wars. Star Wars was an immense success. Oh, some areas, some departments, yeah, there was failure. But what they gained is why we have the technology in outer space that we have today. That was through Reagan. There will be many who disagree. I understand. There were some departments that did fail, but the accomplishments were much greater than the failures. Through the Star Wars programs, we have satellites that can listen to you, that can, you don't need to read a postage stamp. They can read the writing on the small writing on your watch face from outer space. But mainly, the great success that the Christian people did want Reagan to do, and he did, is at all costs support Israel. And Reagan did support Israel, but not perfectly. So I'm not so much a Reagan fan. He did do great things. The economy was great. Many things he did do, very, very great things for this country. I'm not going to deny that. That's true. But I look at another from another direction. There was at the end of his administration, PNAC, Project for a New American Century. PNAC, George Bush Sr.'s darling, his baby, with Dick Cheney, who's never a Republican. Dick Cheney, the globalist.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
You know, the people of the nations, not all the nations, but in the nations that have been affected by Christian thought, by the thought of the Apostle Paul's writings, the Gospels of Christ, the writers of the New Testament, the Book of Revelation, the prophets of Israel, Moses, those that have been affected by that thought, especially in the 70s, that the baby boom generation children of America, probably the greatest generation to really have an understanding of Judeo-Christian religion. Yes, those before too, but the baby boom generation individuals in the Jesus movement, they became Christians. They took the understanding of the Bible to a deeper, not so much from a traditional go to church, do the same thing repetitively for your whole lifetime, but they incorporated something that was very important that the other generations didn't incorporate as much. They incorporated prophecy. It began really with Hal Lindsey writing a book, The Late Great Planet Earth. David Wilkerson, in some of his prophecies as a minister, the effect that Christ, through preaching the gospel, the genuine reality of who Jesus Christ was in Hollywood, affected Hollywood to the point where even the people that maybe didn't believe so much in, you know, they weren't necessarily religious, they began to write movies like Carrie, The Exorcist, movies of that nature. Then with radio and music, the way that the baby boom generation children of America affected music and politics and education, there was a great effect. For those who have that kind of background, there has been, in the hollow of the mind, in the back, the thought of the end of the world and the return of Jesus Christ. It's in everybody's thinking. All the nations now, the Pentagon, military leaders, the whole power structure in Washington, D.C., the occult world, Russia. Don't think the Chinese haven't read the Bible. Xi Jinping, he's been schooled on Christian thought concerning eschatology, the end of things. But the American people are being basically what it says in the Book of Revelation, an end time prophecy. They don't want to have anything to do with it. We don't want to have anything to do with what the Bible says about the end. Well, that's changing. It's changed, and it's going to change in the weeks to come, months to come. There are many major prophecies in the Bible that are being filled right now. We are in those prophecies. The prophecies, we don't know that we're in them. It's like you're in a train, and you may not know what train you're on. Well, this train that we're on, outside, we're speeding, we're moving quickly, and you really can't focus on maybe what's happening outside because it's nighttime and because there has been a spiritual spell placed on the minds of the American people. A powerful, bewitching, hypnotizing spell. And the power behind the spell is lie after lie after lie. This was the spell that the German people were under during the time of Adolf Hitler. The spell the Russians were under during the time of the Bolshevik Revolution. The British had ways to put their country, their people, the English people, under a spell. It happens in every country. It has happened in the United States of America. But one thing that breaks the spell, the hypnotizing effect, is I fell off of the back of a, I used to deliver sheetrock years ago when I was young, and we had a flatbed. And that flatbed set about, neck height, about 5.5 feet from the back of the bed. And one day I was, they come in two sheets. The 12-footers come in two sheets, so we have a strip that ties them together. You peel the strip on each side, and what happens is you can slide one strip, one sheet out at a time. Well, as the guys pulled out a sheet to take it in, I didn't know that they had actually slid the sheet beneath it out about 2 feet. And when that sheet slid out 2 feet, not knowing, I'm going to have to go to a break and finish the story on the other side. This is what's going to wake you up. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Present Truth on America's Freedom Network. flatbed.com. So I'm standing on the back of this flatbed, and then I'm up about, maybe a foot and a half, maybe 2 foot up on top of the bed of the truck. So I'm up at about 7 feet, 6.5, 7 feet. And I walk out to the end of the bed of the truck, not knowing that that bottom sheet had slipped out. I stepped on it, and here I am, horizontal in the air, straight out, flat with that bed of the truck, horizontal, and I'm on the way to the ground face first. Well, the area where we had been unloading, a lot of trucks come in and unload, so they kind of soften up the ground. There's a lot of dust. There are no clods or no rocks, things like that. But I'm heading face down at about 6.5 foot. And all I could think of, I swim. I used to dive on the diving boards. So I did a quick flip from face down. I did a quick flip to 180 degrees so that I'm facing the sky. And as I'm falling, I remember looking at the, it was a beautiful spring day. I'm looking up at a blue sky, and then bam, I hit, but I hit horizontally. So my body kind of absorbed evenly the shock. And for a split second, the sky just kind of shifted back and forth, was rocking. Didn't go dim. I didn't knock myself out, but it was just unfocused. And after a split second, it came into focus. And these guys had just pulled that sheet off, and they heard me hit, and they looked back and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, yeah, I'm good. I had a wake-up call. From that day on, if I didn't walk out onto the sheetrock to just wait for them to come back for another sheet. America is having a wake-up call. And the people don't realize it. Most people. But even now, some of the people that are in the Democratic Party are waking up. Because there are Democrats who have realized they have been duped by their own party. And they realize that because of a great catastrophe coming in 2025, America is going to war with the nations, and the American youth are once again will be forced to register for the coming military draft. They're just hitting the ground, and things are a little unclear right now, but they're going to come to their senses, and many of the Democrat voters have realized what they have done, who they have supported, and it's too late. It's too late. We are not going to change what has happened. We're going to have to wake up. The spell has to be broken. I'll be back in the second hour for America, for the present truth here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. We'll be back. I'll be back.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps